VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China hits out against Western arms sales to Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting.
Pretty permanent UN representative Gen Xiong has again criticized the sales, saying it would only lead to escalation, more civilian casualties and displacement, and make it harder to obtain a ceasefire and start peace negotiations. China says it does not and will not provide arms to either side in the Ukraine conflict, a point Geng reiterated at a Security Council meeting on Thursday. China says it's a neutral party and wants to help broker an end to the 15-month-old conflict, but has refused to criticize the invasion and blames the West for provoking Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has approved plans to train Ukrainian pilots on U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets, according to two people familiar with the matter. There have been more executions in connection with government protest in Iran. More from Reuters' Lisa Dwyer.
Iran has executed three men accused of deadly violence during last year's anti-government protest, despite objections from human rights groups. Authorities say they killed a police officer and two members of a paramilitary group during nationwide protests in November. Rights groups say that the three were subjected to torture, forced into televised confessions, and denied due process. Iran has executed a total of seven people in connection with the protests. They erupted last September after the death of a 22-year-old woman, Mahsa Amini, who had been detained by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strict Islamic dress code. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Debt limit talks are back on the Capitol, according to the White House. Negotiations suddenly resumed late Friday after having come to an abrupt standstill earlier in the day. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had said it was time to pause negotiations, and prior to that, he was more optimistic.
I really felt we were at the location where I could see the path. The White House is just, look, we can't be spending more money next year. We have to spend less than we spent the year before. It's pretty easy.
A White House official acknowledged there are real differences that are making talks difficult. Wall Street markets were down Friday amid the developments. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is hinting about the pause in interest rate hikes. AP's Ed Donahue tells us more.
Fed started raising interest rates 14 months ago to try to hold off inflation. Speaking at a Fed conference in Washington, Powell says interest rates are high enough to restrain borrowing, spending, and economic growth in an attempt to cool inflation.
The risks of doing too much versus doing too little are becoming more balanced, and our policy has adjusted to reflect that fact.
Several Fed officials signaled support for suspending the rate increases, at least at next month's meeting. Powell also noted the collapse of three large banks, which could cause banks to reduce the pace of lending, which could weaken the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Myanmar says that the death toll from a powerful cyclone that hit this week has burgeoned to at least 145. That includes 117 Muslim Rohingya. The slow accounting of casualties since the storm struck Sunday has uncertainty about the actual extent of casualties and destruction. Cyclone Mocha made landfall near Sitwe Township in Rakhine State with winds up to 130 miles per hour. The Rohingya caught in the storm mostly in crowded displacement camps where they moved after losing some of their homes in a brutal 2017 counterinsurgency. A 7.7 magnitude earthquake caused a small tsunami to wash ashore on the South Pacific Islands on Friday. No damage has been reported, and the threat passed in a few hours. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said waves 2 feet above two level were measured off the port town. The smaller waves were measured by coastal or deep ocean gauges elsewhere and off the New Zealand coast. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy.